So we have with us now the lovely Joyce DeWitt. You know her in Lover from Three's Company, where she played Janet Wood. And now she's starring in a movie that you can actually see. It's called My Boyfriend's Dogs, premiering Saturday, October 18th at 8 o'clock, actually at 9 o'clock, I believe, on...
and 8 Central. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on Hallmark Channel, right?
Yes, it is the world premiere, and it's a delightful film. It really is.
It's cute.
It's a part of... sorry?
It's cute. I saw it, yeah.
It is. It's an adorable film. And, you know, young or old, male or female, everybody can relate to the process of being in relationships and learning through the process of being in them and figuring out, you know, how to do it. And that's what this film is about. And Erica Christensen, who's the lead in it, such a wonderful, talented young actress. You know, Parenthood, Traffic, Swim, Band, Banger Sisters. I mean, this talented young woman, I think she's in every shot. And
yeah,
she shows up at my husband and my diner in the middle of a huge rainstorm in a wedding gown, drenched to the hilt, with three dogs in tow. And we're closing. And my husband's like, no, we're closed. I'm like, honey, don't be an idiot. Open the door.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's, you know, there's got to be a story here. And she proceeds to tell us how she ended up at the end of relationships with her ex-boyfriend's dogs. And how in each relationship, you know, she's trying to be the perfect partner instead of, you know, trusting just to be who you are and roll the dice and see what happens. Trust that your life is working. And through a twist of fate on this stormy night, she finds that true love happens really when you stop searching for it. You will stumble into it.
I like it. I always love these Hallmark Channel movies anyway.
Me too, Mark. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, it's
such a fine company to work for. You know, they make such wonderful films. The production qualities are so high. Our crew are so incredible. Absolutely the best makeup and hair people I've ever worked with. And the entire crew, our director, you know, our DP, everybody. It was such a wonderful crew. And we were jammed into a little tiny diner space, man, working for hours and hours and hours. And everything unfolding just as it should because this was such a fabulous crew. So I know that all the actors who worked in it appreciated them enormously. And Michael Copps, who plays my husband, is such a terrific actor. So
I have a question right off the bat for you, Joyce.
Yes.
I watched the film, and it doesn't look like you've aged that much. So have you sold your soul to the devil? How have you done that?
People say that to me all the time. You look the same. And I'm like, not when I look in the mirror.
No, you really do. You really look the same. It's unbelievable.
Now, if you get a little close-up lens there, I don't think that's what you'd think. But and I think energetically it has something to do with my energy as well. You know, I come from an old-world Italian family on my mommy's side. And there's something about a zest for life in that culture, a playfulness, so I think that's a part of it. I think people respond more to the energy than the actual visual. But as long as people want to think that, that's fine with me. Let's don't tell them any different.
tell me a little bit about John Ritter. We lost him so young.
Honey. We did, sweetheart, Jonathan. Oh, my God. Miss him every day. A great friend, an amazing, wonderful human being. And ridiculously talented, both student drama and comedy. One of the finest physical comedians you'll ever have the good fortune of working with. I was so lucky in the sense that the characters of Jack and Janet anchored the rub in the show, where she was always kind of smacking him up the side of the head, you know, so that we had so much screen time together. And that was, sheer joy. Utter joy working with him, whether it was one of the rare dramatic moments that we did or the ridiculous fun comedy that we did or the physical insaneness that we did. I mean, you know, we shot live. So that physical comedy was done live, full out, no way to, you know, have a mattress pad to protect you or something. Occasionally, if the shots allowed, we could put, you know, like a mat behind the couch. But that was it. Otherwise, everything else was just done full out. And working with someone like John, who's that good and that you trust so implicitly, you can throw yourself off of a couch onto him and know that he will be there and it's going to unfold the way it's supposed to. And then the sweetness, again, of the good fortune when Mr. Furley came on, the producers decided to give Janet the job most of the time of dealing with Mr. Furley.
Mm-hmm.
So then I have the pleasure now of spending a lot of screen time with little Donnie Nuts. And there's that man, such a sweet, dear human being. I mean, John and I were stunned that this fellow agreed to come on our show. And yet Don came on so unassuming that he was so delighted and surprised that we would want to bring him in. So what a beautiful man. And Richie and Suzanne and Priscelle and Norman and Audra. I mean, you know, to work with such wonderful people and to have such fabulous writers and producers and such an incredible crew. We were an ABC show, but we shot at CBS Television City for 5 of the 8 years. And some of our crew members worked in Playhouse 90 in the 50s. So we had, because we shot live with a live audience, we had the amazing good fortune of working with crew members of cameramen and sound people who had worked with the earliest days of live television. So talk about seasoned professionals that we young idiots had a chance, you know, to work with. I mean, man, they could guide us down the path. And then working live, a show, when you do farce comedy, and we were trying to make a contemporary version of a classical 16th century farce, which includes sexual innuendo and mistaken identity and mishaps and slamming doors and people falling over couches, to try and do that format with a live audience, if you don't have fabulous writing and a crew who are brilliant, this is not going to work because we're shooting live. So we were so fortunate that all of those pieces came together and, you know, we were allowed to do. When you do something that causes laughter as an actor, when you get to be a part of creating joy, and it does that 35 years later, that same piece is still doing that, you know, that's a fantasy you can't make up. That's a good fortune that as an actor you get lucky to come into. There's no way even to fantasize that you could do something that would have those kinds of legs and cause people, you know, to get a little bubble in their heart. One of my teachers once said that the sound that you hear at the center of the universe is the sound of laughter. And I don't know if it's true or not, and I don't care. For me, it works. And I am very, you know, happy anytime I get to be a part of creating that. And Three's Company did that.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned about your teachers. And for folks out there who are thinking about maybe getting into acting or have children that are, Joyce has a bachelor's degree in acting from Ball State University, where David Letterman went, and you have a master's from UCLA. So you went and you did it the right way.
Well, you know, the MFA at UCLA was really an accident. I was headed to New York. I had a double area in my undergraduate. I had a departmental theater area for myself, and then I had an English literature and linguistics teaching degree for my dad. Because my dad is an old-fashioned dad, and he really thought he was supposed to hand you to a husband for safety and security for his daughters. She wasn't supposed to go off and do this wild thing called be an actor. Mm-hmm. The undergraduate degree really was so I could give my dad a teaching degree so he could feel okay. I had something to fall back on while I went and did this wild and woolly thing. And then I did a summer stock season in Chicago just after I graduated. The guest director was one of the heads of the department at UCLA of theater, and he just was relentless about doing the hard sell on my coming out there and doing the MFA program. And I was like, no, I'm going to New York as a theater actor. I'm going to starve and struggle on the city street till I get a job on Broadway. But as life happens, things going to New York, the organization of those plans was kind of falling apart. So I called him and I said, you know what, I'll come out for a quarter and then I'm going to New York. And the rest is history. The degree unfolded. People saw my work, asked to introduce me to people. And after I finished the degree, there are like 5 or 6 things. One leads to the next, to the next, to the next. Boom, Three's Company.
There's one thing that's interesting, though, about the Three's Company thing. You actually had 2 deals at the same time that were brewing, and you could choose from one or the other, and you chose Three's Company, and the other one went nowhere.
Yes, well, I did an episode of Beretta, which premiered in September, and an agent, Marty Michelson from William Morris, saw it and came looking for me. Then he showed it to ABC. It was an ABC show, but he took it to them, and they were like, well, it's a drama. You know, they were trying to become the kings of comedy. They weren't interested in a dramatic actor. And people in Hollywood often have a very narrow perspective They don't realize that, you know, actors can do more than one thing. Mm-hmm. So when they were auditioning for the Fonz's girlfriend, because they were thinking to spin Henry off into his own show, I did the audition. So they saw that this actress whose work they'd seen and realized was pretty good could actually do comedy, surprise, surprise. So they offered me a lot of money not to work for another network until they found a show for me. So the truth is I read many, many scripts, and I met on the ones that they, you know, that I liked. I felt I could, you know, serve the piece. And in the end, I picked Three's Company. Three's Company wanted me. The network wanted me. The producers wanted me. So it was a lovely twist of fate, because I stayed in Hollywood after the degree, and I would say to myself, okay, I'll give it 6 weeks. If something doesn't happen, I'm going to New York. So I'd get, like, a Charming commercial or a little tiny part on the Tony Randall show, da-da-da. One thing after another. And each of those, over, you know, a not a very long period of time, maybe a year, year and a half tops, one led to the other, boom, Three's Company.
That's a cool
so
story.
So fate had something else in mind than what I thought. I never thought of going to Hollywood, never thought of TV, never thought of film. I was a theater actress starting at 13. That was my life. I was quite happy doing it. And fate, you know, this gentleman, Eddie Hearn from UCLA, he Svengali'd me out to the Hollywood, and that's what happened.
You know, I have probably 30 questions to ask you here from listeners, but we're not going to have time for it. But everybody does want to know about the, you know, Suzanne leaving after 4 years of Three's Company. And evidently, you guys didn't speak for about 30 years. What went on with that whole thing?
Well, you know, that's something that just very quickly we'll touch on. Suzanne and my producers, you know, went to war over money, et cetera, and she lost the battle. I had nothing to do with that. I was never in a single meeting. I would be informed as to what was happening, just like the rest of us. That really was an issue between she and the producers. It ended up being played out in the press as something much larger than that and other than that. So the fact that we hadn't talked for a very long time was really her choosing and the path that she chose. And eventually she decided to make another choice. And that was delightful because, for me, the fact that the fans were subjected to a great deal of negative press that had nothing to do with the show, I was glad that there was a bit of a healing put on that. So I was very happy that she sought me out, and had she done it 30 years sooner, it would have happened then.
Yeah, that's
great.
That's
her choice, and everybody makes their choices, so you got to give people room to do what they need to do. But I was delighted that she had a change of thought there, and that was great. That was just totally great.
And now we're up to My Boyfriend's Dogs, which is a film that's going to be premiering Saturday, October 18th at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. And It's on Hallmark Channel. And you can see Joyce DeWitt looking just like she does from Three's Company. She has not aged.
Mark, honey, you have very kind eyes, my friend. But yes, it's this Saturday night, and it's a wonderful film. It's definitely worth ordering a pizza and sitting down in front of the tube for a couple of hours. It's Erica Christensen again who plays the lead. She's so talented. And it's such a well-made little movie. And it's very interesting for dog lovers and, you know, also, too, for music lovers. I mean, Colby Calais' song Never Gonna Let You Down premieres on the film. And, in fact, it's the music video is exclusively on HallmarkChannel.com these next two or three days. So, you know, music lovers alike will be interested in this movie, My Boyfriend's Dogs.
And it's based on the novel My Boyfriend's Dogs by Dandy Daly McCall.
And it was such a, you know, a popular novel that somebody was going to make it into a movie, and thank God Hallmark decided to do it because they have rendered a really, really fine film version of it.
It's very cool.
So,
and Joyce,
yeah.
It is a pleasure to meet you, Joyce.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate your helping promote our film, and lovely to meet you as well. Thank you.
You take care and stay gorgeous, okay?
Well, I think I mentioned I had the best makeup and hair people I've ever worked with. We really do have to give them a lot of credit for my looking gorgeous.
Well,
so
I'm going to have to see that. I'll have to check in with them myself then.
Yeah, because they are wonderful.
Take care, Joyce.
Thank you, Mark.
Bye-bye.